It is the 40th season for Shakespeare on the Saskatchewan, and we welcome Teresa Strohan, the executive director for Shakespeare on the Saskatchewan, to join us on the show because a lot of people don't realize, Teresa, how close we came to not having a 40th season.
That's right. Shakespeare on the Saskatchewan, as all arts organizations are across the country, was experiencing financial challenges over the past year. Earlier this spring, we realized how significant those challenges were, and it was to the point where we weren't certain that we would have the funds to be able to put forth this 40th season. We reached out to our stakeholders, and a couple of key families, the families that are really philanthropic in the city, came forward and provided us generous donations to ensure we had the funds to be able to move forward with this 40th season. And now through the generosity of Ellen Ramey with the Frank and Ellen Ramey Foundation, we're really excited to launch this campaign where every new donation received this season will be matched dollar for dollar up to $100,000.
Which is awesome, because it would be just such a shame if we didn't have Shakespeare on the Saskatchewan every summer.
You know, culture builds community, whether it's arts, sport, recreation, live performances, that's what builds our community. If we want to make sure that we've got professionals who want to come and be recruited to the city, we want to make sure our young people have a city that they want to stay in, we need culture. Shakespeare on the Saskatchewan has proven year after year to bring 10,000 patrons to the riverbank to experience live theater. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 to 40 artists and creative professionals are involved with putting these productions on. We need to ensure that that stays part of Saskatoon. So we're asking the community to rally around us and support us through this matching campaign to be sure we can be here again in 2026 talking about what plays will be on that stage on the riverbank.
True. And there have been so many great performers who have started here in Saskatoon and gone on to wonderful things.
Yeah, we're actually just working on, for the 40th anniversary, we're trying to have a bit of a billboard that states everybody who's been part of the season. We've got some volunteers who've been working on it. The list of names, the sheer number of names, let alone the number of names who have gone on to do amazing things in the scene across the country and beyond, is really quite impactful.
Well, I do find when I come down the University Bridge, I love looking over to the right-hand side and seeing the Shakespeare on the Saskatchewan tent down there. It just makes you feel good.
Absolutely. I think that's something we've heard from people. I know me and my family, we've been attending for decades, and it's just part of that summer tradition that would be, I think, something that would be a loss that the community would really miss should we not be able to continue.
Okay. So thanks to Ellen Ramey for stepping up. Now, to make a donation, what are the steps?
Just go to our website, shakespearesas.com. There's a Donate Now button, and it outlines all the different ways you can give, whether it's through an e-transfer, through Canada Helps. Any donation over $20 is tax deductible. If you're looking at doing a donation of securities, contact us and we can arrange a way. It's a really good tax incentive way to be able to donate and secure the future for Shakespeare.
Never thought of that. Interesting. All right. Well, reach out to Teresa if you have any questions, I'm sure.
Absolutely. 306-653-2300 is our office number, and any of our staff will be happy to assist you with your gift.